Random House Audio presents Lust for Life by Irving Stone, read for you by Steve West. Prologue, London. 1.
Monsieur Van Gogh, it's time to wake up.
Vincent had been waiting for Ursula's voice even while he slept.
I was awake, Mademoiselle Ursula, he called back.
No, you weren't,
the girl laughed.
But you are now.
He heard her go down the stairs and into the kitchen. Vincent put his hands under him, gave a shove, and sprang out of bed. His shoulders and chest were massive, his arms thick and powerful. He slipped into his clothes, poured some cold water out of the ewer, and stropped his razor. Vincent enjoyed the daily ritual of the shave. Down the broad cheek from the right sideburn to the corner of the voluptuous mouth, the right half of the upper lip from the nostril out, then the left half, then down the chin, a huge rounded slab of warm granite. He stuck his face into the wreath of the Brabantine grass and oak leaves on the chiffonier. His brother Theo had gathered it from the heath near Zundert and sent it to London for him. The smell of Holland in his nose started the day off right.
Monsieur Van Gogh,
called Ursula, knocking on the door again.
The postman just left this letter for you.
He recognized his mother's handwriting as he tore open the envelope. Dear Vincent, he read, I'm going to put a word to bed on paper for you. His face felt cold and damp, so he stuck the letter into his trouser pocket, intending to read it during one of his many leisure...